We're starting a new parak today, the seventh parak of the Mai, starts on Daf Samach Yom Aleph. There's an introduction here that I'm just going to give you the highlights of, over here, because it helps understand the what we're learning today, actually. This is Rabbanan to be Mesach and Tefillah on Shabbos. And the reason is because it looks like it comes under the melacha of Makabe Patish, which is Masake. There's an etzah for somebody who forgets to take off Maisus, and he's being invited over in our mission. We're going to have he's being invited over to somebody for a Shabbos meal, and there are two methods for taking off on the Meiser in advance. One method is to say that the Meisers that I'm going to take, it's Friday, and he's going to say the Meisers that I'm going to take off tomorrow should be in such and such a place. So it turns out that he's going to do the actual Hafrasha on Shabbos, but it's the Dibor that declares it, that's taking place Erev Shabbos. Another way to do it is to say that the Meisers, which I'm going to take off after Shabbos, should affect the tefuah that I eat on Shabbos. So in that case, you actually don't take the physical hafrasha doesn't take place until after Shabbos. That second method relies on breira, that you say that l'mafreya, it becomes misgala, that whatever I ate was musukun because I took off, you know, whatever it was I took off after Shabbos. So if you don't hold from breira, you can't do that, obviously. It's not going to work. And there's actually milas of kasranas to each way. There's a mila. The mila of the breira method is that you're not doing any actual hafrashas on Shabbos, which avoids the appearance of tikkun at all on Shabbos. The advantage of the second way, the first way, is that number one, you don't have to worry that maybe it'll get lost, because there's always that worry, because if a person ate stuff on Shabbos, relying on a hafrasha that's going to take place after Shabbos, there's a chashash rachok that the stuff will get lost, in which case, l'mafreya, it'll come out that you ate tevel. So that's obviously not a great thing. The Gemara is not worried about that chashash. That chashash is actually spoken out in the Bavli, more so than in the Yerushalmi. But anyway, that doesn't seem to be an issue. Okay, with that hakdama, let's get started. Hamazon is taveir sheyach leslai. A person goes ahead and invites his friend to eat by him. And he's not Ma'aretz, saying, I don't trust him. So what am I going to do? I'm Er, may Erev Shabbos. So I should say before Erev Shabbos, Ma ani osid lahafresh machar. That the 100th, which I'm going to separate tomorrow on Shabbos, harehu ma'aser, that will be part of the ma'aser rishon. V'shar ma'aser, some will call the rest of the 9/10ths of the ma'aser should be next to it. And that's to say the 900s, I should say. Zeshua Sisi Meiser, also Trumas Meiser Olav, and that 100th I made was should be the Trumas Meiser. Meiser Sheni Bitswani Ubadrim. So we've taken Ubuchol Almois, and it'll become Nifta on the money. So that takes care of all the Yisurim, and there's nothing to worry about. It's very simple Mishnah. So Rabbi Yechanan says, Zakta Gemara.
So what happens to those
Maisers? It's
Matzim
Chavel Haraya. It's Demai. So, we're talking about Demai over here. We're talking about Nama Aretz. It's obvious that we're talking about Demai because they noticed that we didn't mention anything about Truma. He's taking 100th, and that the rest of the 900ths are Samachlo, and that 100th should be the Trumas Maiser on the Maiser. So we're not mentioning anything about Truma, because obviously in Amharatz, and we're not chashin on Truma, they're only chashin on Maestras. Any Maestras.
So he's allowed to eat it?
And he's allowed to eat it 100%. Not the Truma's Maestra, obviously. The Truma's Maestra can't eat. That part's going to have to go to the Kohen.
And Mechulo?
So that's just to take care of the Maestra Sheni. You can't eat Maestra Sheni outside your Shemaim. So you have to redeem it. You're redeeming an Erev Shabbos on the money.
So you're redeeming it on Erev Shabbos, and then he can eat it.
Yeah.
And then the money has to go.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. Okay. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Masnisin ben Mai. The Mishnah is talking about Mai. So the Gemara derives from Rabbi Yochanan's statement that Rabbi Yochanan seems to be saying, not only an observation, but he's trying to tell us, Hoba Vadai, low, that you would not be able to follow this procedure if it was Vadai Tevel. If you had a similar situation and it was Vadai Tevel, you would not be able to do all this shtick, right? So the Gemara says that's very difficult because there's a Mishnah later on in the parak, Masnisa Omra Afilu Bavadai. The following Mishnah says the same thing by Vadai, the Sina Tamon. It's in Mishnah Halacha 570b, okay? That it says, Hoyu lo ta'inim shall tevel b'tok beiso. A person had tevel. This is your own house. You have tevel in your own house. And you, like a good boy, are in the Beis Medrash, and you're in the field, and you're learning Erev Shabbos, and it's coming close to Shabbos, and you realize you weren't mafresh trumas and maestras from this tevel. What are you going to do? So the Mishnah goes in and gives the whole shtick over there, right? Well, let's turn. I didn't look at it inside. Let's turn to Ayin just to see it inside. This is 70b. So it says it. Oimer, it says in the Mishnah, Shnei Tainim, Shana Yosef Lahafer Shamayin Truma, Asara Meiser, Vatisha Meiser Shani. So it says the whole thing. The whole, what's the word I'm looking for? Formula. The formula that we're discussing here, he can say it, right? So what's Rabbi Yochanan say? Why does Rabbi Yochanan say, I didn't realize. My head was not in the screen. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say that the Mishnah is only by Demai and by Vade would not be the case? It's not true. In Tamer of Demai Anan Kayomin, if you want to say that in that Mishnah you're also talking about Demai, less Yochil, you can't say that. Because if you looked at the Mishnah, the next line in that Mishnah is, if it was my, because that's the next case in the Mishnah. So it's clear that the first case in the Mishnah is not the my. So you can't be dull. I think I was just saying this. It's pashut like that. If you want to say that it's talking about the my in the ratio of the Mishnah, no. Oh, you the my, it says in the end of the Mishnah, right, the next case, that if it was my, so it's obvious we're talking about Tevel in the first case. So Gemara answers. Ma'am Rabbi Yochanan ben Demai lo bevadai. The way he translates it is like this: did Rabbi Yochanan say that it does not work with vadai? He didn't say those words. He just made an observation that the Mishnah is talking about Demai. We made the diuk from what he said. Oh, but if it would be Vadai, it wouldn't work. That's not what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say. Really, it would work even by Vadai, because he knows the next Mishnah. Right? All he said was, so the way they read it, how to translate them, let's see how you translate this. He did not say that it's only by Demai, not by Vadai. He only said that our Mishnah is talking about Demai. So now the question is, so what is the difference then? What is Rabbi Yochanan's point? Rabbi Yochanan is trying to tell us something, right? He's not just saying, oh, the first Mishnah is by Demai, and the second Mishnah is by Vadai. Anyone reading the Mishnah can see that. So, ma bein Demai, ma bein Vadai. So the Gemara says like this, Demai, very interesting rule. When it comes to Demai, Adam Masna Aldavar Sheinu Bershusa. In that case, notice how Rabbeinu HaKadosh was careful the way he set up both cases. In the case of Demai in our Mishnah, it was Hamazman Eskavera. So whose house am I eating in? I'm eating in someone else's house. It's not in my Rishus. I don't have that food. That food belongs to my neighbor, the Yom Haaretz, right? So when can you make a condition when something's not in your Rishos only by Demai? You can't do that, Bavadai. That's why the case of the Tevel is talking about a person's in the Beis Medrash, and he's making a t'nai on his own stuff, because it's his own stuff, it's in his rishos, he can therefore make conditions. That's basically what Rabbi Yochanan's point was. Zumai adam masna adam shen b'shusai. V'adai ein adam masna el aldover shehu b'shusai. Okay? So, is there anything here I want to speak out? No, this is all pretty clear. Now, Rabbi Yonai havalei t'nai v'adai. Okay, Rabbi Yonai had tevel, definite tevel, v'adai means he had tevel gomer, and he had a stipulation, means he had verbally designated maestros in advance for tevel that he planned on eating on Shabbos, but he was not mafresh the maestros before Shabbos. So he came, Shalom Pchia Ruba, he came to Pchia Ruba, Pchia the Great, my Masakna B'shusa. He wanted to know, what's the rule, what's the halacha with being Masakin the Tevel on Shabbos? So, this needs explanation, because Lechara, what's he going to ask? I mean, this is Refeirish Mishnah. The Mishnah we just quoted. The Mishnah says
if it's Rishus,
he can make the designation, and that's exactly what he did. So what's he asking? So in the footnotes, he has an arichas about this in footnote 5. He says, actually, the Mishnah above states explicitly you could designate maestros in advance. So what was his question? His question was whether you can do the physical separation. This is what I started off in the beginning in the introductory remarks. His question was, do I or can I take the maestros on Shabbos itself? In other words, he's asking, yesh breira or ain breira? Do we say that I can rely on breira and memela? I can take. I should let the hafrasha physically take place after Shabbos, or maybe ain breira, and it's vade tevel. So then maybe, you know, even though demai maybe I could take on Shabbos, but maybe vade tevel, I wouldn't be able to do the actual hafrasha on Shabbos. He wasn't sure. That's what he was asking. And in footnote, he points out one other difference. He says, if you notice in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, it says a key word, machar. So he says, ma sha'ani osid l'hafrish l'machar harehu maser. What I'm going to designate tomorrow on Shabbos. Tomorrow. In the case on Daf Ayin, if you take another look at over there, looking up Ayin, on Ayin on the base, it says, Omer, it says, he says, Shnei Teinim Shani Osid Lahafresh. It doesn't say Lamachar. It's very interesting because that's what the footnote says. This is what the footnote points out, right? Just noticed there's a letter, Gimel, which is the Hagoyis Hagra. And the Gosh Hakra adds the word Lamachar to that Mishnah also. So this diuk is, according to the Gra, this diuk has nothing to do with anything. Okay, I'll call upon him. What? What did you ask me?
When was he planning on doing it?
In other words, are you going to be mafresh it on Shabbos, or maybe you won't physically be mafresh it until after Shabbos? The Grozgar is Machar, so I don't think this is necessarily such a... We're not going to put too much weight on that. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so that's what we're learning. Reb Yanai's question was to Reb Chia Ruba. My Mesakna B'Shufso, can you physically take the Maestros after Shabbos or not? I'll just read this final word here in the bottom of footnote 5. He says, it emerges then that Rabbi Yonai's question hinges on the correct understanding of the Mishnah later on. If it accepts the principle of Breira, then you separate the Maestros after Shabbos. If on the other hand, the Mishnah does not resort to Breira, then you could separate them. The Maestros in advance. Okay, on Shabbos. Okay, So Amalei, so Reb Chiya Ruba answered him. It says in the pasuk, "Laman Tilma V'Yuras Hashem Alakecha Kol Hayomim." That's a pasuk, by the way, by Meiser Sheni, but we're applying it across the board, even for other Meisers, and we're saying that taking it. It says Kol Hayomim, all the days. What does all the days mean? Afilu B'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. So what's Yerushalayim got to do with taking Maaseres? So the Rosh Cirilio says, if you look at the words Kol Hayomim in the Rosh, in the first column over there, he says Kol Hayomim Afilu Shabbosos V'Yomim Tovim Havei Lamed Lihizaher. Be very careful not to be mavatel einik Shabbos. So the pasuk, obviously we're not talking about a deraisa over here, because the whole issue to be masakin tvua is only an issue drabbanon. This is just a pasuk which is an asmachta, obviously. So we're bringing asmachta that the rabbanon said that you could be mafresh even on Shabbos, because that's part of Einik Shabbos, and that's apparently equivalent to Yerushalayim. Right? Man told me Yerush Hashem Alakach Kol Hayomim. Having Einik Shabbos is a Yerushalayim. I'll eat to that. I mean, I don't know how else to explain this. I mean, well, I guess being Zohar in Einik Shabbos is somehow or other related to Einik. Not sure how that works. I mean, I'm not sure of the mechanics of how that works. I guess the pshat is that, you know, if you're careful about what you're having on Shabbos, l'shei mitzvah, then you have Yerushalayim. All right. So apparently it's mutter to even be mafresh the maestros on Shabbos itself. That's basically what he's telling him. He can be mafresh on Shabbos. So Reb Chiya asked Reb Yanai. Again, it was Reb Yanai who had the tefuah. He made a tanai. The way we have the story is Havalei tanai vadai. He made the tanai, and then he came to ask Reb Chiya Ruba the question. So now Reb Chiya is asking him back now. Mahu dechamas mekel? Why is it you initially saw fit to do this hafrasha and make the tanai, not to do the to make the tanai? And Baal Shai Tolibi. And afterwards, you want my opinion to pin the ruling on me, so to speak. Baal Shai Tolibi. This is an interesting Lashon, Baal Shai Tolibi. And in Rash Cyril, if you want to look at it inside, he speaks out very interesting. He says, the bottom right column, he says, in the Sechtes Kalim, Tanan, it says in the 15th parak of Kalim, Mekel HaBalshin, or I should say Makel. Makel HaBalshin. That the stick of the Balshin is Tomei because it helps them when they do Malacha. So the Baal Arch explains, Baal HaMechas, these are the tax collectors, right? So Yishlahem Shamashim, Sha'im Dim La'ayin Hanachnosim B'Hayoitim. They're checking at the border, right? This is a familiar scene. And they're checking what the people are carrying. Ukin Makal Shal Eitz. They have this stick, and it's made out of water, it's made out of metal, that they carry in their hands. So they use the stick, you know, it's in there, you know, they use it, they don't put their hands in there to touch other people's dirty laundry, right?
They didn't have gloves.
They didn't have gloves. So they use the stick, right? So who came? Shpot. Okay. So it says, V'ro'a Reb Yanai B'chalomo Shahayatoli Bo Oso Mako. He says it was Reb Yanai saw in his dream that he had this Mako. We're not really explaining it that way. We have it Reb Chiya asking him the question. So I don't know why he's saying it was Reb Yanai saw it. That doesn't make sense. I would say that it was Reb Chiya. If Reb Chiya saw in the dream, yeah, because
according to the Hebrew, says that Reb Yanai asked Reb Chiya, so why did I see in my dream a stick hanging over me, meaning I'm doing wrong?
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. The English has a mistake then. Having resolved Rabbi Yonai's query, Rabbi Chiya asked him, as if to say, why are you looking to do it on your own, making the Tanai, and then you come to ask me to give you a heter, as if, like, the Einish, if I'm wrong, will be, because I followed my rabbi, I can go to the Shemayim and say, listen, I just follow what my rabbi said. So you're putting the Einish on me. That's the way the English presents it, but I think that Rosh Cirillo is clear. It's Rabbi Yonai that was having the dream, and I like it the way you said it, that he wanted to know, and King, what's the problem, right?
Why am I dreaming
like this, right? So I'm a light. So this would be, I guess, Rapia re-answering it, that Asinat Lahanik Shrora Al Yisrael, that this is just a simon that you're going to be a God of Yisrael, and the stick is a simon that you're going to be a ruler, right? Which makes sense, because it's Rabbi Yonai is the younger one, and Rabbi Chiya was already a ruler, so to speak, right? Okay. Next, Shabhashia Holiloi Tanai Vada. He had the same thing, I guess. He had definite tevel. He was planning on eating on Shabbos. Chado Itza Ito. We have usually Itza. There was one woman. It was a certain woman. Bashla Yurak, she cooked some vegetables before Shabbos, and Anshias Masakanto, she forgot to rectify her vegetables. This is exactly, the key, typical case, the Froy forgot to do what she needs to do, and comes running to the Rav. Also, Lagamir Raisha, she comes running to the Rav. How am I going to eat my vegetables? Ushlach was Zavdi ben Levi, so Rav Haishia. It says here he was relying on his advanced maestro Tanai that he had made. He sends to Zavdi ben Levi to act as his shliach to rectify the vegetables for her by separating the maestros from Rav Hashia's vegetables.
Basically separating it, or?
I mean, how is this working exactly? So it's very difficult to understand how this is working. The Gemara is going to even ask about this. What is his? He took my he made it tonight. Let's make yourself. You're a Rav Haishia. You're the Rav of the town, right? So now you're making a tonight in advance for your own stuff, right? That's what it said, right?
Yep.
He had tevel, and he's making the tanai in advance, like it says in the Mishnah Daf Ayin. And then along comes this woman, which the way it's being presented here, she's coming after he made the tanai, not before he made the tanai, right? So he didn't have her in mind, l'chaira, right? And now what is he doing? He's sending a shliach to be mafresh from his stuff for her stuff. What sense does this make?
Right. It sounds like an Erev Tavshilin.
Erev Tavshilin. That's exactly what I said. When I learned this, I thought, oh, this sounds like Erev Tavshilin. He's doing, he's having in mind somehow or other people. Which, by Erev Tavshilin, that's it. All you have to do is have the person in mind, and it's done. My Erev Tavshilin covers you. But that's not going to work here. Here you need an actual Hafrasha from something, right, that's tevel, then that's needed to be masakin someone else's thing. Let's just take a simple case. If you have tevel and I have tevel, could I be mafresh from my tevel on your maestros? How's that going to work? Can I be? Is it like zachin la'adam shalom b'fanav, or maybe b'fanav, because it's a tzchus for you, so therefore I'm zaycha. And therefore it works for you. I mean, the mechanics are...
Can the other person be machned over to you?
The person that needs the tikkun, you mean? Like the woman? It doesn't say over here that she was machned anything. I don't know. I mean, it could be. I don't know if she came with her vegetables to his house carrying them. You know, it sounds like she just came in front of him. She didn't necessarily have the vegetables. Whatever. Let's go on. Let's read the Gemara Baita. Let's see what happens. Reb Zeira boy. So Reb Zeira asks a question. He says, just one second. I'm looking at footnote 16 here to see if he covers any of these questions we raised. He kind of hints at it. He says, well, let's just read it inside for a second. On the basis of an advanced stipulation, one is able to separate on Shabbos only the maisers you intended originally. Any maisers you had in mind when he made the designation can be physically separated on Shabbos. The stipulation, though, does not provide license to separate additional maisers on Shabbos, since on the eve of Shabbos, he presumably intended to tithe only his own vegetables. How could he rely on the stipulation to tithe the neighbor's vegetables? This is 16. Yeah, I'm sorry. So that's the piece of Gemara that I was just about to read. Rabba bar mamal boy, v'lohava zavi bar levi tzarech mizkaya l'rapayshu b'yarka. Didn't he have to acquire the vegetables for his mishaleach?
That's a problem on Shabbos.
Second, what happened? We just lost connectivity. Oops. Yeah, okay.
Isn't that an issue, though, Schia and Shabbos?
So he says, although transferring ownership, very good question. Although transferring ownership is generally forbidden on Shabbos, it's permitted for the sake of a mitzvah. So the Tzarech Mitzvah, there's a heter, right? So it's just providing for Shabbos meal.
So
we'll make an exception here. So that's the Gemara's kasha, right? Reb Zeir Abay, Manan Kayamin, what are we dealing with? If he was making the Tanai for himself and other people, like we just said, like Eretz Shalom, right? So, in a Tzarech Lazak, I said Kikiyarek. So then he doesn't have to be Yarek. He doesn't have to acquire it because he had in mind that, right? It says here it's possible to designate in advance not only maisers for your own produce, but for the produce of somebody else with that person's consent. Since one is able to separate maisers to exempt out of another, you're able to designate in advance a portion as well. That seems to be his approach here. V'im b'shein loy t'nai, well, and of course, if your situation was where he only had his own produce in mind, then you're right. Then indeed, he would have had to have been mezakeh to him. Since he didn't bother acquiring ownership, we have to conclude that his stipulation encompassed both the woman and his own. Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi, b'shem Rabbi Avuhu, itosavs. He didn't agree with that. For lozaki zavdi ben Levi, the rapayshu b'yarka. Did he not acquire ownership of the vegetables on behalf of Apaishia? How could he possibly have taken maisers? Even if he made a stipulation, right, that encompassed the produce of others, it would be ineffective. He basically disagrees. In other words, he disagrees with Reb Zeira's contention that in the case of definite tevel, that they did not give legal standing to an advanced designation for another person's produce. So that's basically what he's saying. In conclusion, whereas Reb Zeira defended Reb Hashia and argued that advanced designation is effective, Reb Avu rejects Reb Hashia's ruling and he holds it does not work. It's ineffective. You have to have actual kinyan. Okay. So that's the way. We'll stop here. All two.